This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U-Mobile.
Today at the Breakfast Grill, we are talking to Dato' Gerard Lim, the Managing Director of the property developer Country Heights Holdings Berhad. Dato', thank you for talking to us. Now, you know, obviously Country Heights is a very established developer, many years in business, builder of Country Heights, Kajang and various other places around the country. One of the big established players, but it's been very quiet the last few years. What can we expect in 2022 from this developer?
I think what I'm most excited to share with the market investors is that, after a few years of really very little or dormant activity, with the board and the shareholders, we've really come out and agreed on a whole transformation plan for Country Heights. And that is to really weave in a big part of technology and digital to really make Country Heights sort of like what we call a digital landlord, right? And I think what best exemplifies what I'm talking about is the recent announcements that we made with JD.com. That was a very big part, one of the key anchors of our transformation exercise. But in essence, what it does is we are licensing and collaborating with JD.com to bring in JD.com under a localized brand, which, you know, we've set up a company called JD Minds, and that's likely going to be the brand moving forward. But what we're going to do is use the assets, the hard assets that we have, to create this omni-channel model that we've been working on for the past year. So in essence, we're going to start off with a first physical store of JD in Malaysia, and we're using our convention center. You know, we have a huge exhibition and convention center that's over 1 million square foot in building area. And we've got this beautiful ground floor space that's about 100,000 square feet. That's going to hold the first physical store of JD. And in essence, it's like a branding exercise, sort of like a dot-com IKEA sort of style. We create studios. We are able to showcase the products that JD is most famous for that we'll be curating with them. People can go and see it and then have the option to buy it in store or online. Obviously, the whole online thing will be the big thrust. And once that's done, you know, we have a plan to go basically around the country. So really making use of our hard assets, becoming the digital landlord, while getting involved in that whole digital e-commerce part of it.
Yeah, so obviously, Dato, that's a 10-year deal, and we'll talk about JD in a little while. But I think investors are rightly asking, because you've been profitable only one of the last 5 years, and you do have a few divisions, healthcare being one of them, exhibitions, property being, you know, the mainstays, and of course resorts as well, hospitality. What can you answer investors in terms of the profit turnaround for Country Heights?
Well, what I can say is that, like you said, even prior to COVID, the group hasn't been profitable. And a lot of it, I think, stemmed from an indecision or decision by the major shareholders whether or not. I mean, I think at one time they were thinking seriously about taking it private. So there wasn't a lot of activity back then. Say you talk about 3, 4, 5 years back, right? Obviously, COVID's come in and that's changed a lot. But if you can just look at, say, the third quarter results, right? We registered, I think, a 70 million revenue, right? In addition to our normal ongoing recurring sales from, a big part of it is from the healthcare side. We registered a sale of a piece of land in one of our projects. And I think the one of the most attractive things about Country Heights is that it's held its land bank for a long, long time. And my point is, if you look at third quarter results, we completed the sale of a piece of property, which was basically Country House Damansara. And the margins from that was way over 50%, right? Which is rare. So if you look back at, say, just the potential of Country Heights itself, the land bank that we hold is really a fraction. So if you look at our NTA, it's around three ringgit. But if you really value it at today's prices, even at today's relatively depressed prices, we're looking at closer to 7 or 8.
Well, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing, Dato, because NTA is one thing, and you know, land bank is one thing. But it's upon development and upon sale, which is, you know, a bit of a cycle and a half away. You know, just to answer the question of profit turnaround, what can investors expect on that front? Especially since at this point in time, you've got nearly 200 million ringgit of debt on your balance sheet.
Yeah. So I think just to answer the first part of it, it's not land bank. It's most of it is developed properties. That is ready for sale, a lot of that. So we've just had a meeting whereby for this year, we've targeted a whole bunch of properties that's non-core, that's really relatively below, it's affordable, below 500,000. And we're looking to sell a good chunk of that. So I think the team is quite confident to sell, you know, low-price properties, even in this climate. So I think this is the year whereby, you know, we've just got together a sales team. We're putting that together fairly seriously. That's one part. I think the other part of it that you asked was, what about the leverage or gearing? For a property company with the size of investment properties and land bank that we have, it's relatively small. And frankly, in terms of bank debt, it's really about 100 million. It's actually, it's fairly lowly geared. The rest of it is, frankly, owing to shareholders, which the shareholders has been supporting this company over the last 5 years.
So in terms of, you know, just in terms of the land bank, what is your, you know, current land bank at this point in time expressed in acreage terms? And of course, the other side is the development value of this land bank. And perhaps even more pertinently, Dato, what is the percentage of property as a percentage of group revenue in the future?
I'll answer that one first. The whole reason of us going through this whole transformation exercise is really making use of the properties that we have, right? So if you talk about, we spoke about JD.com, this is not a 10-year plan. This is an immediate plan. We intend to have our first omni-channel store and online launch within 6 months. And then, you know, we have a fairly aggressive exercise. So we actually expect to see contribution from there coming in this year, right? In terms of the other properties that we have a whole direction whereby we are looking into putting together a whole data center plan as well. So that makes a lot of sense for the digital and e-commerce business that we're engaging. So we can be also digital landlords for that. I think data center is another space that's growing very, very aggressively, and there's a huge need. And, you know, Country Heights, we already have not just raw land, but already have properties that we could actually, kickstart our whole data center plan as well. So this is, you know, this is how we're moving. Having said that, the property side of it is not going to stand still. So like we said, with a whole bunch of existing properties for sale completed, not land bank that we have to develop. And that's, you know, we have a whole team that's looking at that to upgrade and then sell it for the immediate 12 months. So I think this is a year that we intend to show a decent turnaround. And then the whole digital side of it is going to kick in.
And just quickly before we stop for the break, Dato, that you've also announced in November 2020 that you lost your Sabah JV land which was said to be worth about 11 billion ringgit. Your 70% share was about 8 billion ringgit. What happened there?
You are talking about the Borneo Highlands.
That's right. And you said at the time that you had contested that, you know, particular decision with arbitration. So, you know, what is the update on that front?
I think what I can say is we're in the midst of arbitration. This is a situation whereby the state government decided that, you know, they wanted to take it back without compensation. I think fundamentally we think that that's very wrong because we developed it from a logged piece of hill. And it's ongoing. So I think as much as I can say. What I can say in so far as what is in the books, it's about 100 over million. So it's hardly going to hit dent our overall NTA or our book value. We are actually looking into whether or not to completely be prudent and kind of provide for it until the decision emerges from arbitration. But that doesn't feature into our transformation plans at all.
We're talking today to Dato' Jared Lim, the Managing Director of the property developer Country Heights Holdings. After this, we'll come back, Dato', and talk about funding the plans for expansion, including your private placement proposals. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
On the grill this morning, Country Heights Holdings Berhad, Managing Director, Dato' Jared Lim. Now, you had announced in the recent past that you plan to raise about 60 million ringgit of an issuance of about 55 million new shares, 20% expansion of the current share base, in a placement. Now, the Edge has also talked about how Tan Sri Nazir Razak, Ikhlas Capital, might have been interested in this particular fundraising. What can you tell us about the status of this proposal on the fundraising front?
We have a 20% mandate that's approved, and we are discussing with a few anchor investors, one of which is a GLC. I think where Tan Sri Nazir is concerned, it's quite clear. I mean, we are friends, but that discussion is not on the table yet, as yet.
So what can you tell us in terms of, you know, when these funds might be raised? And I think more importantly as well, what are you going to do with with the money?
Definitely within the first quarter, we are working it out with some of the key investors right now, actually. This amount is going to be a big part of this whole turnaround plan. There's quite a bit that within the existing Country Heights Group that we need to regularize. A lot of little bits and bobs, and that's going to come in very handy. But beyond that, you know, we are investing a significant chunk into this collaboration deal with JD. We're looking into putting quite a bit into the whole data center development with other investors, but us as being a lead and the landlord. So that's really going to drive a big part of our transformation.
There's also an asset injection from Country Heights Holdings owner and founder, Tan Sri Lee Kim Yew, who is also your father-in-law. Now, of course, this is a related party transaction. He already owns 65%, give or take, of Country Heights Holdings. He doesn't need more shares in the business. You know, he might have been better placed to co-develop these assets with Country Heights itself. Can you explain that particular, you know, what appears to be a related party transaction?
Well, it is clearly a related party transaction, and I think we're quite upfront about it. I think when the family started this discussions, the idea was, let's have a very clear line of delineation between shareholder and company, which in the past, it hasn't necessarily been the most clear, right? So, for example, one of our existing divisions that's doing very well and we have really big plans about it is our healthcare and wellness business. When it started, the private side had owned 30%. So it's always been this way. So I think when we came in and really looked at it, we say, look, let's separate it, right? Let's have a bit, let's improve our governance, separate it, be very, very clear. If it's Golden Horses Health Sanctuary, let's make sure that the LISCO owns all of it and we really focus on growing. So we have a whole expansion plan behind that and that's going very, very well. In terms of the property side, we say, look, you know, he has privately, he kept the remaining jewel, which is the whole Mines Wonderland land. And that's something that's a very big part of our mines development. So aside from becoming a whole digital landlord, the land bank that we have, whether or not it's expanding our digital space, whether or not it's expanding our current commercial blocks that we intend to fiberize, add in Wi-Fi 6, turn it into MSC status, that whole thing, you know, that piece of land is a big part of this plan. So I think we have very clear ideas what we want to do with that jewel within that mine's development. And we persuaded him to sell it at actually at depressed COVID prices, and he was okay with it. So I think it's a very big step towards drawing this line and then making sure that this group is really driven forward by professionals.
Today on The Grill, we are talking to Dato' Gerard Lim, the Managing Director of the property developer Country Heights Holdings. Now, when you talk about governance, Dato', one of the things that Tan Sri Lee Kim Yew talked about in the past was his desire to issue horse tokens and to get into the whole cryptocurrency space with Country Heights Holdings. This happened about 2 years ago, met at the time with some, derision, for want of a better word, by the markets. But one of the central tenets of the whole blockchain space is the fact that it can be very well governed and it can be very decentralized. How does this whole paradigm of cryptocurrency and blockchain governance come into play with Country Heights Holdings, which is basically a family-controlled business and which is controlled by a major owner in the form of Tan Sri Lee Kim Yew? How does it all come together?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is I think he's had a track record of being ahead of his time. So he's really set a lot of trends in the past, especially with property. With blockchain in particular, blockchain technology, it was something that he's realized that it's actually very tightly governed in Malaysia, especially for listcos. And what he did was he's done that, a big part of that on his private side. So today he actually owns investment banks or digital investment banks out of Labuan that's licensed to issue tokens and create that whole ecosystem. I think how that's going to weave into Country Heights is that when he does issue the tokens, the horse token, say, it will just simply be one of the currencies that will be allowed to, that will be able to transact in our entire ecosystem. And as you know, we're transforming mines, firstly, into a smart city. So we're connecting that, payments through all sorts of currencies, including cryptocurrencies will be acceptable for us. But Country Heights itself will not go into that. I think at the most what we're doing is we're exploring to use blockchain technology to make some of our processes more efficient. But that's the extent for the listco part.
The other uncertainty in the market, Dato, is the fact that you are still executive within another company called TechnaX. TechnaX, formerly known as Sinohua Art International, which is trying to dispose of its old-school analog aluminium smelter business and going to the whole technology space, and one of them is being energy storage with its China division. Now, you are executive in Techna, and you're also executive in Country Heights. How do you square the time between these two, what appear to be very demanding roles?
There's a common trend, which is the whole transformation bit involving digital and technology. And I can only do this mainly because we really have a very good management team in both Country Heights and in Techna. I mean, I could not be doing this single-handedly. I think what was key for me coming into Country Heights is that it is family-owned, and we were able to work together as a family to decide on how the property lifestyle group should be transformed over the next 10 years. And that was something that I had a lot of experience, having done it with Techna. And for me to really help chart out that direction was very obvious. Obviously, the operations we have our executive directors in all of the operations. And I'm really overseeing this big transformation decision and plan. So the big things like negotiating and working with JD.com, doing the data, doing the whole uh, the smart city thing, I'm really overlooking and overseeing. But the rest of it, in terms of the healthcare, in terms of the property side, we have very competent people involved.
Well, there are thematics that are common and attractive to both outfits at Techno and Country Heights. Obviously, JD's announcement sent Country Heights limit up on the day. And with Techno, its energy storage businesses and EV space, EV is blowing up right now. There seem to be some interesting elements to both companies, you know, going forward, but they seem to be quite disparate and a bit early stage in both cases. Just in terms of a wrap-up, Dato, what can you tell us in terms of expecting on the corporate development front for these two companies, you know, in the next, say, 1 to 3 years?
I think that there are a lot of synergies between these two. Already with the smart city, our smart city, the smart city division in Techno is helping transform the Mayan city as we speak. What I can say for Country Heights is that we are very serious about this transformation path that we have started. The anchors really are the property side, which is our bread and butter all this while, and we have started the program to start monetizing it. The healthcare has actually done very well, especially during COVID, and we have a big expansion plan ahead of us, which we'll be announcing soon this year. So I think that's going to really boost up our profitability. The e-commerce side with JD is not a long-term plan. You know, the way the Chinese work, I think we'll have this up and running in 6 months, give or take the kind of restrictions COVID is going to place with us. And then really being a digital landlord in terms of getting our data centers up and running together with our investors. I think these 4 or 5 anchors is really going to transform Country Heights Group itself, and we're very excited about it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I was talking to Dato' Jared Lim, the Managing Director of the property developer Country Heights Holdings Berhad, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.